Listening Library presents She Persisted, Harriet Tubman, by Andrea Davis Pinkney. Inspired by She Persisted by Chelsea Clinton and Alexandra Boyger. Read for you by Bonnie Turpin, with a letter written and read by Chelsea Clinton.
Reader, as Sally Ride and Marion Wright Edelman both powerfully said, you can't be what you can't see. When Sally Ride said that, she meant that it was hard to dream of being an astronaut like she was, or a doctor, or an athlete, or anything at all, if you didn't see someone like you who had already lived that dream. She especially was talking about seeing women in jobs that historically were held by men. I wrote the first She Persisted and the books that came after it because I wanted young girls and children of all genders to see women who worked hard to live their dreams. And I wanted all of us to see examples of persistence in the face of different challenges to help inspire us in our own lives. I'm so thrilled now to partner with the Sisterhood of Writers to bring longer, more in-depth versions of these stories of women's persistence and achievement to readers. I hope you enjoy these chapter books as much as I do and find them inspiring and empowering. And remember, if anyone ever tells you no, if anyone ever says your voice isn't important or your dreams are too big, remember these women. They persisted and so should you. Warmly, Chelsea Clinton.
For Gwenny, Lynn, and Taryn. Chapter 1. Bright-Eyed Girl. When Harriet Green gave birth to her daughter, she held that baby close, whispered a sweet hello, and loved the child with all her heart. The newborn's father, Benjamin Ross, most likely cradled his tiny daughter. He was as proud as any daddy could be. The baby was born on a night so dark you couldn't see past its black, but the light in that child's eyes was brighter than bright. She had a twinkle about her that shone like the sky's prettiest stars. Nobody knows the exact date this bright-eyed girl came into the world. She was born at a time when not everyone recorded birthdays. It was sometime between 1820 and 1822. Though no one remembers the precise year, one thing's for certain. This girl grew up to become a great lady whose bravery and grit persisted her whole life and inspired others to follow. Harriet and Benjamin went by the nicknames Old Rit and Old Ben. Their new baby daughter was one of nine children. They gave her two names, Harriet, after her mother, and Araminta, which means prayer and protection. Folks called the child Minty for short. When Minty was born, she cried loudly. It was as if she was shouting her arrival, letting everyone know she had been born to do great things. The North Star's glistening light kept watch over Minty. That star would be a guiding presence for her entire life. It never lost sight of what was beautiful about her. Old Rit and Old Ben lived on the Edward Brodess Plantation in Dorchester County, Maryland. As enslaved people, they were owned by the Brodess family. Minty and her parents were considered property in the same way people had objects like a tea kettle or a hammer that belonged to them. That's what slavery was, white people owning black people. The black people worked without pay and had to do whatever they were told. They called their owners master or mistress because these men and women ruled their lives. And just like objects, enslaved people could be bought, sold, or traded. It didn't matter how old you were or if you were a man, woman, or child. Mothers and fathers could be sold away from their children, and kids could be purchased and forced to leave their parents. Sometimes members of a family were split up and sold away from each other without warning. A master or mistress would call you over, look you in the eye, and tell you it was time to say goodbye to those you loved the most. This is one of the reasons life for enslaved people was so frightening and uncertain. But one thing was for sure, enslaved people were not things. They were human beings with dignity, self-respect, and intelligence. These smart, determined people took pride in themselves and their work. They built strong families whose love kept them going through hard times and whose faith grew as they built a legacy of courage. Faith and love lived deep in the hearts of Old Rit and Old Ben. They passed these virtues on to Minty. As she grew, Minty had it hard. Master Brodess was as mean as they come and greedier than 10 hungry hogs. To make money, he rented Minty to the Cook family, farmers who lived near marshy wetlands. Like Master Brodess, the cooks were cruel people. Minty was only 6 or 7 years old when she was forced to wade into icy water to catch muskrats snagged in Master Cook's riverbank traps. Whew, that water was freezing. One day, Minty caught a cold, got a fever, and got the measles all at once. To Master Cook's way of thinking, his rented child was now a bad investment. He sent her back to Brodess land. Minty soon discovered that she needed what her full name, Araminta, had promised, prayer and protection. Chapter 2. The North Star's Diamond Light. As soon as Old Rit nursed little Minty back to health, Master Brodess rented her out again to a lady needing help with her baby. Minty had to call this woman mistress. Snagging muskrats was miserable work, but changing smelly diapers and keeping a fussy baby from crying took just as much care and attention. Minty could never take her eye off that baby. To make matters worse, Mistress always seemed to have her eye on Minty, watching every move she made. One morning, while tending to the baby, Minty's mind started to wander. She couldn't help but notice a bowl of sugar lumps resting on the table nearby. Those crystal lumps caught glints of the sun. It was as if they were winking at Minty and whispering her name. For a quick moment, when Mistress wasn't looking, Minty secretly slipped a sugar lump onto her tongue. She had never tasted sugar before that day. Oh, the sweetness! That glimmering crystal melting in Minty's mouth eased some of the bitterness she had suffered. But when Mistress caught Minty savoring this delicious treat, the sweet taste of escaping such hard work turned sour in a snap. Mistress came after Minty with a whip made of tough animal skin. Minty ran and ran till she'd outrun Mistress. Her heart pumped a sure rhythm in her chest. The flutter of freedom beat like the wings of a boundless bird flying away from her cruel mistress. Working hard to catch her breath, Minty settled into a pig pen, where a sow lived with her piglets. Minty hid there for nearly a week. Later in her life, when she looked back on that time, she said, "I didn't have anywhere else to go, even though I knew what was coming." That pig pen was hot and stinky, and the sow was as mean as any mist.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?